are reading Srimad Bhagavatam, Kendo 6, Chapter 12, Vritrasura's Glorious Death. So it's already special to glorify a death of somebody. And here, this is the death of Vritrasura, who is a demon, and his death is called glorious, and he is glorious. So, lots of reason to think deeply. So, we have verse 11 today. Purusha prakritir vyaktam atma bhutendriya saya saknuvantyasya sargado navinayad anugraha. Purusha, the generator of the total material energy. It means generator, means like the father and mother. Prakriti, the material energy or material nature. Vyaktam, the principles of manifestation. Mahatattva. Atma, the false ego. Bhuta, the five material elements. Indriya, the ten senses. Asaya, the mind, intelligence, and consciousness. Literally, asaya means desires and hopes and expectations. So, it's an interesting translation here. Subtle body. Saknuvanti are able. Asya of this universe. Sarga ado in the creation, etc. Na not. Vina without. Yat of whom. Anugrahat the mercy. One of the very important Sanskrit words we must know, anugraha. Krishna has anugraha shakti. One of the nine important shaktis is anugraha shakti, the mercy energy. Anugraha. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. The three purushas, karanodakashayi Vishnu, which means Vishnu who is lying, Shai, on the Udaka, ocean of Karana, of causes, on the causal ocean. Very mystical. Garbhodakashaya Vishnu and Kshirodakashaya Vishnu. So, these are three Vishnus, Mahavishnu of the whole material world, Garbhodakashaya Vishnu, one material universe, and Kshirodakashaya Vishnu in every atom and every heart. So the three purushas, the material nature, the total material energy, the false ego, the five material elements, the material senses, the mind, the intelligence and consciousness cannot create the material manifestation without the direction of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is mentioned in the previous verse as Isha, the Lord. Purport, as confirmed in the Vishnu Purana, Parasya Brahmana Shaktis Tathedam Akilam Jagat. Whatever manifestations we experience are nothing but various energies of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. These energies cannot create anything independently. This is also confirmed by the Lord Himself in Bhagavad Gita 9:10. Maya dyakshena prakriti suyate sacharacharam. This material nature is working under my direction, O son of Kunti, and it is producing all moving and unmoving living beings. Only under the direction of the Lord, the Supreme Person, can Prakriti, which is manifested in 24 elements, create different situations for the living entity. In the Vedas, the Lord says, Madiyam mahimanam cha para brahmeti shabditam vetsyasi anugrihitam me samprashnair vivritam hridi. In fact, it's, I think, from the sixth from the eighth canto. Is it? Let me see. Yes. 8:24:38. Spoken by the fish avatar to Satyavrata. Since everything is a manifestation of my energy, I am known as Parabrahman. Therefore, everyone should hear from me about my glorious activities. The Lord also says in Bhagavad Gita 10:2, Aham Adirhi Devanam. I am the origin of all the demigods. Therefore, the Supreme Personality of Godhead is the origin of everything, and no one is independent of Him. Srila Madhvacharya also says, Anisha Jiva Rupena. The living entity is Anisha, never the controller, but is always controlled. Therefore, when a living entity becomes proud of being an independent Ishvara or God, with a small g, that is his foolishness. Such foolishness is described in the following verse, which starts with Avidvan. Purusha prakritir vyaktam atma bhutendriyasaya saknuvantyasya sargadau na vina yad anugrahat. The three Purushas, Karana Dakashaya Vishnu, Garbha Dakashaya Vishnu, and Kshira Dakashaya Vishnu, the material nature, the total material energy, the false ego, the five material elements, the material senses, the mind, the intelligence, and consciousness, cannot create the material manifestation without the direction of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Yasya prasadadagyavi sadhya sarvagyatam rajasa shi chatanya devame bhagavan samprasidato. May Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, be fully merciful unto me. By His grace, a complete fool can get all knowledge in one moment. Everything is possible only by Krishna's mercy. Prabhupada says, even if somebody wants to deny the existence of Krishna, the intelligence to do this also is obtained from Krishna. The power of speech is obtained from Krishna. The opportunity to do this is obtained from Krishna. So everything is done from Krishna. Even to close our eyes, to turn away from Krishna, or to turn towards Krishna, whatever, everything is received from Krishna. The material world also can get together, combine, only by Krishna's mercy. So Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur says that this is illustrated in Canto 3. He says, Vaishnavas, devotees, do not hate the material energy and the material elements, Maya, because they are also Vaishnavas. Why? We think, okay, maybe water which washed the deities is a Vaishnava. But what about my mind? My mind is definitely a demon. Even Bhaktisiddhanta ji says, Vaishnava ke? What kind of a Vaishnava are you? You rascal mind. So how can it be a Vaishnava? Maybe his mind is a Vaishnava, but my mind is definitely demoniac. Yes? So Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur says that we see in Canto 3 when all the elements are trying to create the universe, they all get together, they all combine, they all try to start the universe. So it says the air enters and the demigods enter, so all the different parts. So you have how many? Four corresponding categories. Connected with each other. There is, for example, earth, yes, and then or the very beginning. It all begins from the sound. From the sound you get space. Yes. So these are two elements. Yeah. Then from the space or ether you get ears, or the ability to hear, the sense. And then from that you have also connected the ability to speak, or the speech, the active organ of speech. So the knowledge acquiring senses and the working karmendriya, the working senses, are there, and they are connected also to the elements, the gross element and the subtle object. So this way you have all, this way you get 20 elements, and they are all connected. So they all enter, plus you have the demigods who rule them. So the gross organ is just the seat where they are placed, like the ears. It, like this ear, obviously, is not in itself sufficient. You need the sense also. And you need also the ruling deities who will help these senses to function. So they enter the universal form and they try to start it and it doesn't. They try again, it doesn't. And then what do? They all come together and they pray, glorifying the lotus feet of Krishna. And they say, we cannot cooperate to start the universal form. Please help us. So then Krishna blesses them, helps them, and then the universe begins. And then within the universe, each one of us can function. So he says, this fact that they turn to Krishna in difficulty proves that they are Vaishnavas, they are devotees. These are the prototype demigods, the first level of demigods. And then they expand, so there is the total material nature, then there is each universe, and then there is within each universe a jiva, living entity, who gets this position of ruling a particular area. For example, Indra rules your hands and arms. So to move, to hold, to keep, whatever you do, that's by Indra's mercy. So whatever we do with the... Some of us can do very fine things with the arms. That's by Indra's blessings. Some of us can't do something with the arms. Means some blessing is a little less... Some of us get some trouble with the arms. That means Indra thought, ah, what did you do? So he's ruling that, Indra. And all the other, the eyes are ruled by the sun, yes. So my bhakta leader, he had a big problem with the eyes. He had very weak eyesight. I think it was below 15 diopteries. And they couldn't even do... He needed very thick glasses. Very, very thick glasses. And they couldn't do any operation on the eyes because it's too bad. The eyesight was too bad. And nothing really worked. So then he basically started doing the trataka exercise of looking at the rising sun in the morning. You should be careful, it can burn your eyes if you're not careful. That was also one of the punishments. But they were forcing to look at the sun at midday, at noon. But early morning, so he was looking and he was chanting one mantra. So recently somebody heard my lectures and they said, what mantra? So I said, go ask him. So they asked him. And then after that he met me. And he said, Adipurush. This was Hare Krishna, the Hare Krishna mantra. What mantra? And then Hare Krishna mantra. So, you're hearing the new and improved edition of this story. The secret revealed, supplied, you know, extra secret is added about the Hare Krishna mantra. And after some time, he was able to see 100%. Or as in, I think it's the American measurement or British measurement, 20/20. Yeah? Means perfect eyesight. So if you have the this chart with the letters, the 10th row means you have 100%, and plus they, I think, have a few more rows that's 100+%. So he could see everything without glasses, without anything. And his guru said, okay, you can go and tell others about this miracle. And by Krishna's grace, Krishna just, boom, made it. And it was steady for some time until somehow it started flickering. And now, some years later, he's not so young. So now it's sometimes there, sometimes not. But still, sometimes he doesn't use glasses at all. And he doesn't squint either. Doesn't look like squinting doesn't help at that stage, and so he seems to see anyway. He sees, is able to see. So you can see, even if you don't, you can. Meaning you can understand that it's all by Krishna's mercy. This is what Vritrasura says. Vritrasura speaks to Indra. Here, right? Indra, who cut off Ritrasura's arm and thought he won, and Ritrasura smashed him on the face, and Indra gave up. He lowered his arms. So now Ritrasura is preaching to him, Indra, don't give up. Indra, keep going. Indra, you're a devotee. Indra, there is God. Remember, there is God. Keep going. You must understand, everything happens by His mercy. The eyes see when Krishna decides you can see. The arms move, not when you decide that they move, but when you decide and Krishna allows. Then the arms move. So remember that. We are not independent. Even the Purushas. Purusha avataras. Everybody is dependent on him, on his mercy. So it's all by his mercy. So Indra, do not give up. Indra, pick up your thunderbolt. Take it up. Fight. Keep fighting. And shall I tell you what happens next? He cuts the other arm. So it looks like he's winning, right? So again he's winning. Then what does Vritrasura do? He opens his mouth. Yes, he opens his mouth and swallows Indra. So again, who has won? So again, looks like Vritrasura won. But Vritrasura swallows, you know, Vritrasura did the preaching. So he did his job. He closes his eyes, goes into trance. And Indra is not digested. Why? Because he... Kavacha, Narayana Kavacha, which is described very thoroughly. You put Om here, you put Narayana, you put every syllable here, there. So he is safe. He's not digested. So he cuts his way out of Vritrasura, and then he cuts Vritrasura's head off. Takes him 1 year. To cut off. But Vritrasura is already in samadhi. He's already anyway done his thing. He's gone to the spiritual world. So how many times he won, how many times he lost? So Vritrasura says, well, what does it matter? You do your service. It's all by Krishna's mercy. So you serve him. You work for him. So even the elements work by his mercy. Everybody works by his mercy. Everything happens by his mercy. So therefore, the only task is to please him. Try to make Krishna happy. And that's called bhakti. Trying to make Krishna happy. And Krishna says, what makes him happy? Krishna says, what makes him happy? What makes him happy? He says, if you cook sourdough bread with love, yes, I'm happy. Or if you cook anything vegetarian, I'm happy. So, if you act within the framework of his shastra for his pleasure in bhakti, then it makes him happy. And all the elements are, according to Dattatreya in Canto 11, are to be seen as our teachers. So the 24 elements can be seen as our teachers. All the 24 elements. So he describes the 24 gurus in Canto 11, and so according to Bhaktisiddhantaji, we can connect these 24 elements, 24 gurus, to the 24 elements, all the elements of the visible and the invisible world. Can connect to these gurus and see them as Krishna's representatives and teachers. So they are Vaishnavas, they can teach. They can teach through different sources. So, these are some of the lessons from this very famous story, Vritrasura and Indra. This is one of the signs of Srimad Bhagavatam, the glorious death of Vritra. Some people try to cast some doubts on the Bhagavatam. Some people say, there is Devi Bhagavat. There is some other Bhagavatam. However, if you take the totality of the described characteristics, this is the Bhagavatam, and of course the Acharyas, all the Acharyas point to the Bhagavatam, but Vritrasura is one of those characteristics. The story of Vritrasura and also the story of Vritrasura's departure, Vritrasura's death. It's one of the few characteristics mentioned specifically about the Srimad Bhagavatam, the special, most important shastra in this day and age, which connects us to Krishna. So all of us, so this is the book, Bhagavata, and all of you are Bhagavatas, because you worship Bhagavan. So to be Bhagavatas, we read the Bhagavatam to know how to be a walking Bhagavata. Walking Bhagavata, singing Bhagavata, and dancing Bhagavata. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Okay? Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Dear walking, singing, dancing Bhagavatas ki jai. Okay, so, questions, comments, points? I can read the translation again as given in Bhanu Swami's Vishnachakravarti Thakur's translation of the Sararta Darshini, the commentary of Sri Vishnachakravarti Thakur. Without the mercy of the Lord, the Purusha Mahavishnu, Prakriti, Mahatattva, the false ego, the five material elements, the material senses, the mind, the intelligence, and citta, consciousness, cannot create the material manifestation. Jai Shri Panchatattva ki jai.
You were mentioning Asha,
yeah, Asha.
Means hopes and hopes. Desires. Yeah, this Asha and Isha are very close to each other. Can you
Asha and
Isha? Why is it that this root is so similar? Because Asha is also imposing, like controlling this.
It's not so close. One is Asha, the other is Isha. So one letter is the same. The same, but the first letter, one is A, the other is E. So it's not the same. It is Isha, the Supreme Person. So we have Isho Upanishad, Ishavasya Upanishad, and our desires are Ashas, in Sanskrit, the different hopes. So what we hope to get. So hope to get, what we usually hope to get is enjoyment of one kind or another, which of course in most cases turns out to be rather experience, valuable experience, rather than enjoyment, so that we can become more and more experienced, hopefully, and intelligent. Yes. Otherwise, it's, you know, like they say that with age comes wisdom. But sometimes age comes alone. So you should make sure that it doesn't come alone. So you try to offer thanks for the service of Krishna and devotees. Okay, so Krishna's anugraha shakti ki jai. Krishna's mercy, kind mercy, ki jai. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.